The topic is our eternal spirit trapped in an aging body. We will discuss why our DNA is what brings us a host of physical problems and what to do about it. Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron will describe and offer the energetic aspect of DNA blockages he sees are causing difficulties in this aspect of our lives. I'd like to welcome the members in the chat room, where the moderator is posting relevant information, links to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and to his host page on this network, where you can subscribe to the free podcast. On his host page, you can find a picture of the light being and much content relating to the topics. Now let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hello, Ron.
Hello, everybody. So another program here on Contact Talk Radio. So let's activate the light being. So I'll bring it up on our host page here, and we'll bring in peace energy for you. And if you're used to what I do, I either count or say stronger, one or the other, to activate the light beam. Remember, there has to be some type of energy transfer. So here we go. And you have to command the energy. So here we go. We're going to activate the light beam. And you may start to feel your body changing, getting a little bit maybe calmer, maybe even a little bit lighter. So here we go. It depends how much densities you have as the light beam comes in. And we'll start to do some healing work for you, typically automatically, if you can accept that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more energy. And these are the males coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So if you're lucky, you probably saw the light being physically changed before your eyes here. Most people will see that. It becomes more three-dimensional and lifelike. So back to you, Kathy.
We gratefully notice the feeling of peace right now as our spirit welcomes it. Ron, what causes some of us to age if our spirit is eternal?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, basically, your aging process is in your body, and your spirit is in your body going for the ride for this particular life experience. Unfortunately, people have been stuck here for eons of time because they're in mind energy and darkness, and they gave up heart energy and thought they knew more than the light and started judging the light. And from that standpoint, that darkness energy came in and overwhelmed the body. And then that took over the DNA. And aliens have us trapped here because they like our energy. They want to live off of us and cause us situations. So your spirit being eternal is one thing. It doesn't need to be charged up. Once it was created, it's light, pure light. What happens, though, is that your spirit does get disempowered because each lifetime you live, as you think, you're contaminating more of your spirit. And so each lifetime that you are here, living in a body, which you should not be, remember, in true light, you only have one life in the present moment, one life in the now, which means one body in the now. You're not eternal. You're not a multidimensional being. You are in one life form at one particular time. And so because of the timelines that you live on, that they put you into, the disempowerment that your spirit has had, being diluted, unfortunately, and then also being recycled down here, each lifetime you have less and less spirit because the other parts of your spirit are more than likely trapped in the land of darkness. So that may sound kind of depressing for most of you. It does to me, definitely, but that's a choice that people have always known about since the time of Jesus, because he talked about that. And unfortunately, those teachings are probably lost, but, you know, the main thing is your spirit keeps plugging along, even though you only be a small percentage here from what it was initially when you first incarnated in that one special lifetime that you chose to come here, and then from there you got trapped here. So that's kind of what happens, is that your spirit, you know, that the part that you have. And remember, each lifetime you lose your spirit energy. So look at a baby. Do you look like a baby? Do you have that glow of a baby? Does anybody here on this planet have the glow of a baby? Well, probably not. Why is that? Because you chose darkness. You chose to think. You chose mind energy. You chose to judge the light, and that dilutes your spirit. And everybody should be glowing like a baby. Remember, the babies don't think. So back to you, Kathy.
That's true about babies, and we really like them, but I've been hearing that we can use mental energy to cure chronic illness. Aren't we here to have a physical body experience?
Yeah, you're here once to have a physical body experience. Yeah, that is correct. But your DNA is what you're living now. You're living your past ancestors' thoughts. And the aliens play upon that and find out what pushes your buttons according to your past traumas of your physical bodies being somewhere else and somebody else. Remember, who you are is your ancestors, and your ancestors are what you're living. You're living their past lives, and by living their past lives, you really have not much of a free choice here because you're living their judgments, and your spirit's going along for the ride. As far as using your mind to try to figure yourself out of the situation, that's what got you in the process to begin with. So the mind energy is not going to help you whatsoever because there's always some kind of pitfall and trap. And if you notice, there's many books out there on the subject, and sometimes the author just runs out of words to say because they run out of words because there's no more words they can talk about. They can never give you a solution. They can only bring forth words and explanations. And then they're still in the trap, and people ask them, why? Well, I read your book, I did all your exercises, and I'm still where I am now. So it just keeps going on and on and on. Everything gets recycled, only because this is a dark side agenda, and the planet was taken over by mind energy through the people thinking. So everybody got enticed. And this is the major big setup here, is that everybody is experiencing mind energy and trying to think your way out of it, and that just puts you further down the rat hole. Remember, doing the mind to heart drop takes 5 to 10 seconds to do, and at the most 20 seconds, then you're in your heart center with your spirit. And if you try to think, try to find your spirit, then you're going to be going into the dark side agenda, the dark side universes, multiple timelines, and then you're stuck again trying to figure out what's going on. Remember, typically every 10 minutes, you're on a different timeline. You're a different you. You're recreated because the aliens can stop time whenever they choose to and sell your real estate, sell your space, your body to some other alien race, and then you're living in another timeline. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow. Okay, so what you're saying is we're living in a pre-programmed setup by the darkness. Judgment is being recycled through us. We're experiencing our ancestors' lifetime in our current scenario and adding our own judgments to the DNA as well.
Is that going
to be passed on?
Continuously. So if you have any children, which a lot of people do have children, then what did you give your children? Did you clean yourself out emotionally before you had your child? So they're worse than you are. So, you know, you gave your children the gift of all your judgments, plus the judgments of all of your other ancestors. So each time, your family line gets worse and worse and worse. So the new age here that they talk about can never be improved or changed. People think they can think their way out of something, but it just gets worse because you're creating the problem. You are the problem, and like the word sin, which is judgment, I think it's an old archery term of missing the mark. You sinned when you have your bow and arrow out there and trying to hit the bullseye. So you're just, not completely understanding what's happening, and you do have to think to live here, but you don't need to bring forth the energy. Remember, initially, if you're in the land of light, your whole body is a conscious thought of light. And so you can use light to create with. Here, they switched it over from heart to mind. And then you have everything outside of yourself controlling you, the planets, the stars, the aliens. You know, everybody knows about the moon and the high tide, and people talk about astrology. This is going to happen to you. You know, it's that's a no-brainer probably for most of you. Hopefully it should be for all of you. And when you look at it, you can say, how can something control me outside of myself? Well, everybody has good days, bad days, and that's because they're having interference being brought to them. Remember, you should not have any bad days or even good days. You just should be all neutral. Should just be peace. Why do you have things upsetting you? It's because your DNA got activated by someone pushing your buttons, causing you to go off on a tangent, and maybe the aliens also on timelines wanted to work with you more on a given issue, so you got changed out every 10 minutes, and the last time you got changed out, you had situations that you didn't have 10 minutes prior. So, that's what timelines do. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, do our minds connect to the past lives records?
Yes, the timelines can go back. Remember, let's just say that you had a situation, and you people out there probably have had past life readings, and maybe you're afraid of water in this lifetime. So you go to a psychic, and they say, oh, yeah, you know, I see you having this awful event happening. A flood occurred in your town, and, you know, you were in this river hanging onto a board, and you really had all these traumas. And then maybe your body almost died or it did die. And then that's passed on to the next generation or your child. Also, entities can have the same problem. If you have a fear of water, then naturally that's from the past, because living in the moment, there's no fears at all. And all of a sudden, if the aliens see you of having a situation, a problem in your life, and they want to get more mileage out of you, then they can just bring a timeline from the past to bring it into your current reality. Your body knows about drowning, okay? And so it goes, oh, no. And then all of a sudden the aliens play upon it when they, have you control you to go to some water situation. Maybe you don't want to go swimming out in the water, but they go, oh, yeah, we're going to mind control you through a program, robotic program. And now you're out 100 foot from the shore, and for some reason you have a situation. Maybe your ankle cramps up because they cramped it up for you. And now you have that flood of energy coming into you of fear, anxiety that you're going to be drowning. And that's what the aliens do. Then they can take that same timeline and recreate it over and over and over again. So your past lives can be recreated on past and future timelines. You just take the DNA and copy and paste it. And copy and paste your life and recreate it in a different situation. And then you have all that emotional energy, all that DNA stored in you of traumas, and it can come flooding forward anytime when a situation exists. So the whole thing is, you know, mind control transmissions, programs that you're living. And what you want to do is have, you know, your DNA cleaned out, which is what the light chip does. Each time you have a clearing, a whole lifetime clearing, these judgments are taken away from you and peace is inserted in there. And that's what happens. So the whole thing is, you know, how much are you controlled by aliens? And it's a whole bunch. And unless you do the mind to heart drop and you stay heart centered and you don't think, then from there, you're going to be pretty peaceful. But naturally, people don't do that. And like I say, if you told everybody on the planet here to do the mind to heart drop, we'd be in peace instantly. Instantly, you'd have peace here. Back to you, Kathy.
I wonder if people want to live in peace. Are you saying if we're heart centered and we do the mind to heart drop, that helps us to not get connected with that controlling DNA?
Yeah, because your spirit doesn't think. Your spirit lives in peace, so it brings you into the state of peace because that's where your spirit is living in peace. So you only connect to your spirit when you're in peace. You never connect to your spirit in trauma. In fact, your spirit, when it sees traumatic situations happening to you, it leaves your body completely and handle that negative energy. So if you're, for instance, riding a bike and you start to fall off of it and you know you're going to be having your body hurt, man, your spirit's gone. It'll come back at some point, but it leaves your body. Anytime you have any type of physical harm done to your body, pain, etc., your spirit's out of here. Oh, that's what happens. And then you eventually come back in. It may be coming a little bit and look to see how much pain you have. If it's too painful, it leaves. And then it'll come eventually back into you at some point. So when you need your spirit the most, it's not there typically, because you're dealing with something that's harmful to it and also harmful to your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that explanation, Ron. Why is it if we finally become happy, it doesn't seem to last very long?
You also know the answer to that one. Remember, you're living a different you every 10 minutes. And so you're happy, and then all of a sudden, as you get changed out with another clone replica of you living on a timeline, and hopefully you're living here, then automatically it's whatever that alien race wants to do for you. So every 10 minutes, you're a different you. So you're basically six different people every hour. And for some reason, that 10 minutes is just a magical number, and that seems to be pretty correct. Why? I don't know. But you can have a wonderful experience, and just think about your life. You know, there's times that you're really, really happy, and then all of a sudden, maybe somebody triggers you with a keyword, and then you get into depression or you have an argument. Well, why would that happen? You know, are you thinking about something negative? No, it just came to you. That's because the aliens brought that energy to you, and now another race has you, and they want to deal with traumas. They don't want to deal with happiness. So what we're going to do is a little exercise here, and I want all of you, if you can remember, your body stores the memory, but the aliens abduct you continuously and re-imprint you with the energy. So I want you all to kind of think of a time in your life that you may have been happy, and it may be hard to even find sometimes, because you may have so much negativity resting on your shoulders that you may not understand when you really were happy. So you could always look at one of your birthdays. That could be a key time. Remember, you have to go back through your DNA records. And if you're living with trauma now, it might be harder to find. Maybe if you're out there and you're married, maybe you're really, really excited and happy on your wedding day. But then maybe if you got divorced, all of a sudden maybe that happiness turns to sorrow, okay? So just think of a time that you were happy. And what we're going to do is go back to that time, and we're going to bring that energy to you right now. Remember, you may have only been happy for 10 minutes when that alien race had you, and they wanted to experience you as a judgment being happy. Normally, they work on the negative aspect of traumas, but they do have happiness off and on. So here we go. You need to think of that time, and I'll bring in that energy when you were happy from your record of you, we'll say, when the clone in you was happy. I'm going to bring that energy right to you. So here we go, because the clone energy stored in your DNA will have that recording for your happiness. So, but you need to think of something. I just can't pull something out of the hat to do that for you, but I can do the clearing. Here we go. Think of that happy time, that one moment of bliss maybe. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And bring it up a little stronger. Should be smiling probably. Stronger, 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 and stronger. It's very important to look at yourself. Maybe get a mirror, look at your face in the mirror, see how you're feeling. You might have a gigantic smile on your face. Maybe you have something to eat. Okay, that was wonderful and you really enjoyed it. And so now you're kind of having, you know, the saliva running, you know, salivating, and you go, wow, where is that? You know, well, you're having that experience over again. So we're giving you a happy experience. And just look at yourself, see how your body is responding, because your body will tell you. Your mind's not going to tell you much of anything. Look at your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I'm certainly smiling big. Hope you can hear it in my voice, and I'd like to see if members in the chat room want to post their comments too, their reactions on if they felt that same happiness or even more from Ron's bringing us back in time to a happy feeling. So, Ron, could you discuss how you did that a little bit? Was that through the timeline crashing or through clone removal?
What we did was go back in time. We picked up the energy from a past experience, looked at that, and found out, remember, we have to work with judgment because you are judging that being happy. Remember, in peace energy, there's no such thing as happiness or sadness or sorrow or anything like that because you don't have any emotions in peace energy. So we had to look for the light shift, and myself had to look for this situation in you that had a, as far as we're concerned, maybe a positive result on it. As far as looking at it a different way, anything that's in judgment is not good because you normally bring back the opposite to it in order to balance the body out. Remember, your body cannot stay happy. You stay happy all the time or in a positive mode, then your body will be out of balance. That's really hard for people to understand. You have to be neutral. You have to be in peace for your body to actually do healing work. Being happy or positive is not going to bring forth a positive result with you in some type of body clearing or healing or something. You have to be neutral in order to have the energy get balanced out because, remember, we live in duality here. So if you don't understand what I'm talking about, most people may be balking at the bit now thinking that you need to be positive. You need to be neutral because your body needs to be in neutral to have everything work properly. So if you look at it, being negative or positive, it's the same exact thing. How far out on the ends are you? So what happens is it's kind of like watching a pendulum swing, and eventually it kind of runs out of energy and it will stop. So each time you look at duality, it goes from one extreme to the other. That's why you have all these mood swings. So the more out of balance you are, the more judgments you have, the further out on the pendulum you're going to be, you know, resonating to. So you will go through ultra highs and then go into ultra lows. And as you start working on yourself, doing clearings, getting rid of the judgment, then all of a sudden you'll start to calm your body down, and then you're going to be more in the moment. And remember, each time you have a judgment, a situation, really positive or really negative, doesn't make any difference. It's the same thing. The aliens are noticing that and connecting to you and putting you into timelines to steal your energy. And that's the problem. The timelines are what you're dealing with. So I do a lot of timeline crashing for people. It's on the website. And it's, if you have a situation, a physical condition, a problem, then you want to do timeline crashes on it. The timeline crashes are how they're connecting to you. So, like I said, if you stub your toe here and it hurts, you could be out on 500 timelines having your toe being stubbed, and all of a sudden you wonder why the pain is so great here. And that's because you're living all of those lives at one time. Remember, and that's what I talk about being a multidimensional being. In the darkness, you are a multidimensional being. You're out on timelines. In true light, that doesn't exist. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, I see we're about half past the hour, and we have over 45 people in the chat room. I wonder if now, Ron, we could start some healings that you had planned. For example, some kinds of healings that clear the DNA activation or a timeline crash for an ailment.
Yeah, so let's take a situation here, and we'll do a timeline crash, and I have to count to 10 to do so. I could do it quicker than that. I'll just snap my finger to do timeline crashes here. That will make the show go a little bit quicker, or give us more time anyway. So let's do a timeline crash for somebody maybe with a back condition. Maybe you have, a sore spot in your back. Maybe you have maybe even a broken bone or something. So you're out on timelines living that experience. And you know nothing about what's happening, but the energy is being brought back to here where you're living now. So kind of look at your situation here. And here we go. And this could be from also from your ancestors. Your condition that you're dealing with could have been passed down to you through them. Now you're living multiple timelines. Here we go. Think of your physical condition, and we'll do some timeline crashes. So here we go. One timeline clear. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now do 10 more. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. That's 30 timeline crashes. This part will only work one time as you're listening to it now and one time in the archive, so two times total. So you got 30 timeline crashes for your condition. Now, since the timelines are controlled by the aliens, it could take maybe 5 minutes to an hour for these timelines to get cleared out. What happens is the aliens that are controlling the timeline in charge of your life are terminated, they're gone, and then the timeline crashes, and then you come back here, and you're released from the misery of that timeline or the situations at life. So you're getting rid of a life that's concurrent with this one, and it could also even be a past life or a future life. It all depends how they're changing and controlling the timelines. And when that happens is you will start feeling better. Well, the whole process is timelines are what you're dealing with. You're out there in parallel lifetimes. That's what you want to call it. Same thing, timeline and a parallel life is the same exact thing. And you could even be out there. I've had people who've had a problem and they've done 1,000 timeline crashes, and all of a sudden they feel much, much better. But I would say most people, probably maybe 100 would be what you might need. But you keep doing it until you feel better. And that's the whole process is do timeline crashes. Get off of these multiple parallel lives that you're living, that you know nothing about, but it's influencing and affecting you here, holding you with that mind control energy from those timelines. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow, so we could have hundreds of lifetimes with the same physical problems and parallel lives with the same kinds of physical and emotional conditions of duality. These are just being recycled, and we're living them over and over, and the timeline crashes is the way that you and the Creation Light Chip discovered could effectively eliminate the root cause.
That so, is correct. We're giving away free, if you do a timeline crash, a space-time crash. Remember, you're not always brought back here. Most of the time you are. Maybe 95% of the time you're back here. But sometimes the aliens make it tricky for you, and you don't come back here. You get stuck out there in limbo, out there in the nowhere land, the beyondo. And then you're kind of like floating you're like in a raft on the ocean in the middle of nowhere. And then you don't know where you are. In fact, it's real interesting when I do that for people who are stuck out on timelines in the past, and their spirit's stuck. They don't know where. The spirit doesn't know how to come back here. It has no connection, so they take away that energetic connection from you. So if you want to contact us, we can give you the free space-time crash when you're doing a timeline crash. And most people do a space-time crash maybe once a week if they're doing a lot of timeline crashes. So maybe you can tell them how to get that, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. So Ron is making the offer stand that he made last week to offer a free space timeline crash healing. If you request it from clsquestions@yahoo.com, just put CTR space time special in the subject line, and the space-time crash username and passwords will be emailed to you promptly. So that's very great to have, Ron. And I wondered if you could do a space-time crash for us now, if that's possible, or maybe a spirit retrieval.
Okay, so the spirit retrieval is basically when you do a timeline crash, your spirit will be brought back here. There are people who talk about going to shamans or healers, and they do, that type of clearing. It's not the same thing whatsoever. This year is probably, it's just so much more involved with bringing you back here than what somebody else would be doing. But here we go. So as far as what I'll do is bring back your spirit, from the past. So I want you to think of a situation that you had in your life that was very, very traumatic. And like I said, and if it's a physical condition, then your spirit left you. And like I said, your spirit leaves you when you have physical pain, maybe surgeries or anything like this. You're out of your body. And that's really when you need it the most, to bring forth the energy of light to your body to heal it. And it's just because your spirit cannot go along with the system here of judgment. But I want you to think of a situation now that you've had in the past that was real negative, and very possibly your spirit jumped out of your body. And maybe it went out in the Beyondo, got captured by the aliens, and never returned to you, that little part of it. So we'll do that here for you. So this is what we'll call a space-time crash, because you're lost in space. Here we go. So you have to think of that situation. One, two, coming back, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So we brought your spirit from the past. Maybe it could have been, 40, 50, I don't know how old you are. Maybe you're older listening and you're, 75 years old, and maybe you thought of something when you were three. And so your spirit's been away from you for that amount of time, a piece of your spirit. So now that spirit of you came back here in the now, and it's with you at this moment, and it's missed out on a lot of that experience that you had here, but it's back with you, and we'll do a spirit integration now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And this I also call spirit infusion. Back to you, Kathy.
So you mentioned we have these situations that are just dreadful, and we don't want them in our lives anymore, and we don't want to hand them down either. We don't want to pass them down to future generations. Can you discuss some other kinds of healings that would clear this DNA activation in these situations?
Yeah. Some people, they realize that they're like sort of like born under a bad sign, They come in and they got this black or gray cloud around their head, so to speak, whatever they do doesn't work, right? Other people have success, they don't. This may be you, may not be, but that's what people kind of experience off and on. So if you know something that keeps triggering you and you can't get away from it, we do have that, what we talked about last week, the problematic barcode, I think is what it's called, something like that, systematic, problematic, systematic event.
Recurring. Uh-huh.
You got it.
Recurring. Recurring event problematic. Yeah, that's
The bucket of stuff here. So that one works great. It's a barcode. But very possibly you're dealing with situations that we call seven generational clearing. So let's just say that you can't get out of your own way, and you start looking upon yourself and you go, how did I get this? Why am I experiencing this situation? And then you notice that instantly maybe your parents had it, or one of your mother or your father or grandparents had it. Now you realize, aha, they had it and they gave it to me. This happens to people like with maybe you're born and maybe one of your fingers is crooked, for instance, right? And that's in the DNA. And your parents have a crooked finger. And then you look back and you find out that through photographs and people talking, everybody on that one side, maybe all the males, had a crooked finger. Now you got it. Well, that's because the seven generational energies maybe got it. Maybe it didn't happen beyond that, past that. So most people do the seven generational clearing if they have stuff happening to them that, they know about it. For instance, I hear people saying, one of my parents died at the age of 50 with cancer, and I'm now 45, and I'm getting really freaked out. And then I realized that one of their parents died of cancer at the age of 50. Am I going to have that? Okay? And all of a sudden, you start worrying about it. Well, that's going to bring you out on timelines, activate the DNA that your parents gave you. And yes, very possibly, you could create that yourself. Okay? Now, the aliens will hear about that, and they'll go, oh, this person's thinking about cancer. Remember, your thoughts are very powerful. Your thoughts create your reality here in darkness. So they go, ah, this person wants this experience, and we can live off of it. Just think how much trauma they have when they start dying of cancer. We love that energy of humans because they have cancer. And we just suck all that energy, emotional stuff out of them. And naturally, all the family has all these problems now. They're sad and upset, and all the hospital visitations and all the tubes and stuff you get hooked up to. And, boy, this is a great way to experience and steal energy from all these people. So what you want to do then is a seven-generational clearing. So you want to clear out your DNA for seven generations for cancer, for instance, okay? And do that and just see how much better your body is feeling. Now, we do go back further, but, you know, normally the first one is what you typically may want to have. And that will go back to probably maybe, I'll just say, you know, maybe the 1800s. So you can kind of look at the generations yourself and just go back and figure, you know, if you know when your grandparents, great-grandparents had children, normally the seven generational clearing will go back to maybe 1850, 1800s typically. So all their thoughts are with you, and that's what you're living more than now than what you would be going back further. Remember, you're just recycling their current stuff, and they gave you this great gift. The aliens and reinforce it in you to give you all these traumas. So you go back, you clear seven generations back, and you may feel a lot different. Maybe you might hear the word cancer and go, yeah, you know, they had it, but I'm not going to get it now. Or before you did the clearing, you go, ah, boy, I'm getting close to 50, that magic year. Have all these traumas come up? Remember, you have seven generations of all that stuff, all their fears, all their anxieties. Whatever they had is recycling through you. All your thoughts are their thoughts, and this is what you're experiencing. So, do the seven generational clearing. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, I had never heard of anyone clearing the seven generations past. And for those of us who had our past lives read and learned that we had died violent deaths, this would be a very good thing to know. Also, if we have particular conditions that we no longer wish to take with us into the next life or to pass on to our children, because it is definitely there. And I guess it does explain, Ron, why our thoughts just aren't ours, and we wonder where those thoughts came from sometimes. So if I can describe the seven generation clearings for a moment, Ron has them listed on the left side of his website, creationlightship.com. And there's quite a few different kinds of clearings a person can buy depending on what really relates to you and matters the most to you. Listeners of Ron's four other programs have asked for these after they did the whole life clearing because they wanted to really clear out the old stuff and they don't want to pass it on. So this is a very unique and effective online clearing for us created by Ron and the Creation Lightship. And there's several types. Well, I should say there's like over 30 types of seven generation clearings, which makes it very convenient to find and identify something that really relates to you. I'm looking at the online clearing now, which you can just go right to and look at without having to do much clicking. It's listed right here. It says you can do anything from abductions to anger. You can clear your anxiety seven generations back, and it goes all the way back to 49 generations. So you can keep on going if you still feel it there. Some popular requests I've heard are curses, hexes, and spells clearing. I've heard the depression release clearing is very popular and much requested and highly praised, as is the empathic clearing and fear and feeling body and the food addiction, and also guilt release. That's just to give you an idea. If you have a problem with judgment, there's that, and loneliness, just all sorts of different conditions that we experience and have inherited. So it really helps to clear those out. As Ron said, you have to do the whole life clearing first, and they go back seven generations. They clear the family's genetics, which is not your spirit's past incarnations. So is that correct, Ron? Did I cover that well?
Yep, you did very well. And so if you do have a situation of maybe not feeling self-empowered, we have the self-empowerment clearing. What I will say, you may be listening here and you go, oh, man, my life in this particular area has been, you know, was bad, and I have a child now or children, and they're going down that same highway to hell that I went down. And, man, what do I do for them? Because I've already had this, and I see them living my past life. So if you're listening and that rings a bell to you, you can do the clearing for them. They don't need to know about it. And just go in and, you know, find out what your issues are. Maybe you have an issue with fear. So you can go on to the website. You first need to do the emotional clearing first. Then you can do a fear clearing for them. They'll be younger than you, and clear that out of them. And then you may want to go also, you know, into the seventh generational, because, you know, their fear is for this lifetime, what they're experiencing, what came up in their DNA. But your DNA isn't completely all the way active yet. Maybe you just see them getting started on your highway to hell that you had, and they're only 10% into it. So then you can do the seventh generational clearing for your children to get them out of what you've already experienced, and it could help out immensely. So that's the way it works. And then what they're going to do, if you don't do that, then they're going to activate your DNA over again from your past, and you'll be living your life through them, and just waiting for that next situation to occur, and you go, no, I know that's going to happen to them because I went through that. And now you're in that anxiety too. You're living that life, living their life, which is your past life, over again. So it's always good to clear your family members, and that way you can get out of a situation too. Remember, you gave them their stuff. So get their stuff out of them so they can be freer than you were, which is what you should have done before you conceived a child or had one, you know. So that's the way it works. So you can help out, you know, your family, you know, that you have, your children. And if you have a sibling, you know, if you have a brother and sister and you see them having a situation you don't, that can still be transferred to you. So you may want to do the clearing for them to help yourself out. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for the information about the seven generation clearings. Very unique and very effective. And so, Ron, you had, it's a little bit close to the end of our time. We still have a few minutes left. Maybe you could continue with some of the healings you had planned regarding the DNA.
Yeah, so to do people a favor, just for this show here only as you're listening, and it will work one more time if you want to tell somebody and listen with them. What I'll do is turn off your DNA for the next 5 minutes. So, and you should start to feel your body completely relaxing. Remember, the aliens activate your DNA, so we're going to go in there and disconnect them from you and make your body relax. Here we go. Turning off your DNA. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. You want to get up and walk around a little bit, see how your body's doing. Remember, you can't use your mind to sample this. Your body will tell you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. So, see how you changed? You may feel completely different. You might feel freer. And you may wonder, gee, amazing how my DNA is controlling my life. And then naturally, the people controlling your DNA are the aliens, and they're activating that in you so they can get more energy from you. They have a very great, program, unfortunately, looking at it from our aspect. I don't know what else they could have done differently, because they do so much to us. And they really figured out a way to control us completely. And again, like I say, how can a planet, a star, or anything else outside of yourself control you? Remember, people control you by activating your DNA. Get upset, and what happens? They're controlling you through that activation of your DNA being turned on bringing forth a past experience that was unpleasant for you, and then you react to that. Normally you have anger and fear. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, I hope the listeners are enjoying this turn off of the DNA energy. How long will it last, Ron?
Well, we started probably about 3 more minutes.
Okay, well, I know I feel a lot better. I'm walking around, and my body feels looser, freer, like I can take steps quicker. I don't want to go too far, though, because I'm doing the show, but I hope the listeners are taking notice of any differences and maybe feeling a little bit of peace inside or just something different shifting and feel more relaxed even. I've heard people say they really feel a difference, and they suddenly slowed down, and they seemed a little bit more serene. When I've seen Ron do this live at expos. So I know that works. So we'll just enjoy the next 2 minutes as much as we can. Feels really good to be sort of an anti-aging stage. Okay, so Ron, just for those of us who know that we've died violently in early lifetimes, can you please review again how that can be cleared? You mentioned the parallel lifetime clearing and the 7-generation clearing and the timeline crash. Will those work for that sort of situation?
Yeah, very possibly it could. I would suggest listening to some of the archives that we have here on Contact Talk Radio. And if you're a new listener, then listen to it. And if you're an older one, we listen to the archives because there's always something that you're going to hear over again, maybe for the first time that you missed. I have a lot of people who listen to the archives. They tell me, I listen to like an archive 5 times, and each time I get more information out of it. It's only because you were blocked by the aliens. They probably turned you off, took you out of it into a different timeline, abducted you, brought in a new clone, and all of a sudden you have a situation. And I have people, this is kind of funny, people who have had a bad day, they don't feel too smart, maybe they had, you know, their energy, you know, really high, they wanted to do something, and then all of a sudden that 10-minute time came, and that clone left, and another one came in, and this is a stupid clone. So I've had people comment, say, Ron, you know, I asked for a smarter clone to the alien brain that's controlling me, and they go, oh, okay, we'll do that for you. Remember, they do, in a sense, kind of hear your thoughts somehow, and they brought in a smarter clone because they're getting more energy. Remember, the dumb one may not be able to be too creative where the smart one would be, and they get the energy of your creativity, so it helps him out a lot. They're getting more energy from you, so you can just request a smarter clone at times. In fact, we'll do it right now. Here we go, everybody. So hopefully, how much time do we have left, Kathy?
I think we have about 5 minutes.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So what I'm going to do is bring into you, maybe you had an experience maybe within a month ago. I'm using a month so you can kind of look back upon your life. For myself, I don't have any attachment to the past, so I live in the moment. So for me to look back a month from now, it's very difficult. But go back and look at your life in the last month, and maybe you have a time that you go, man, I really got my stuff going, and I really feel great. And then all of a sudden, you know, it fizzled out on you, and you go, where'd that energy go? You know, I got brain swiped, you know? So we're going to bring that time back to you. So we're going to go back into the past when you had that creative moment, all that, you know, insight or whatever it was. Maybe you felt just wonderful. You're completely happy. We can do that too. So it's up to you what you want to have. And when you go back into that time within a month and bring that energy to you right now. And it may only last for 10 minutes, unfortunately, because that's the way they clone you out. You're only here every 10 minutes, you know, with one particular clone. And you don't know when you get switched out because they stop time. Remember, the aliens are in control of the timelines, and they turn time on and off continuously. It's like watching a pendulum on a clock. It goes from one extreme to the other. And that's the way it works. Remember, time is here. And here we go. We're going to do that clearing. 1, 2. This is going to bring forth whatever you choose, your creativity, your happiness from when you felt that energy before. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, it's nice to be a little bit out of time, and I know it has several meetings on the Creation Lightship. And so I just want to mention again to the listeners that there are posts in the chat room that will be of help to you to connect to Ron, either through his host page or through his website, creationlightship.com. He has whole life clearings there, and the clearings we discussed tonight, seven generation, timeline crashing, space-time crash, they're designed to provide enriching possibilities as we clear out the energetic bodies that are full and leaking as we take on other people's stuff and create our own through the DNA we inherited from ancestors plus our own judgments. Our goal is to remain as clear as we can with the clearings. Even if you didn't feel it, your body would accept it. The clearings are designed to clear out the cause and effect of your triggered DNA. So, Ron, maybe we could end with the mind to heart drop. Back to you.
Here we go. So, have to command your spirit to do this, and here we go. I count from 10 to 1 backwards, commanding your spirit to bring your thoughts in your head to your heart, and then you're in non-judgment, and you can't have a negative or positive thought. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, you can probably feel your body relaxing. Mind's getting quieter because you're not in your mind any longer. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. You probably won't hear us talking much here because you have to analyze what we're saying and you're in your heart. So I'll just say blessings to everybody. Stay peaceful. Stay in your heart center. And do this little sample here that we just got through doing. You can do it yourself. Do it probably 5 times a day and you're going to enjoy it. And tell all of your friends, everybody in the world, about the mind to heart drop. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.